welcome to Uplift Your Life with Dr. Paula Joyce. We're here every Friday on the Illumina Radio Network at 12 o'clock noon. How are you doing today, Dr. Paula?
I'm doing really well. How about you, Kevin?
Having a really, really amazing week. It's a good week. We've got the fall equinox going on, full moon Thursday, so the energy is good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful. Pretty with the sun and, I don't know, there's a special quality to the day.
Well, and as my girlfriend said, the sky looks like your logo for Illumina. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
With the little clouds flying along. So, tell us, you know, the last show we did was really, really great. It was all about self-care and really how to take care of ourselves from the inside out, taking time to do that, followed up a little bit on forgiveness, talking about the holidays and celebrations and what you had learned through the past couple of weeks through your experience. So we're carrying on with some of that today, or what do you think?
Yeah, there are two or three things. We'll have a sort of a stream of consciousness, which we do sometimes, conversation. To pick up on the holidays, let's start there. We are today in the holiday of Sukkot, which is the Festival of the Tabernacles. And that was, I think I mentioned last week, this is the coming into joy holiday. And it was coming out of slavery. It's the period of time when the Jews were, well, left Egypt and slavery and then wandered in the desert for 40 years and then were able to go into Israel, into the Promised Land. So this is a time of harvesting the seeds that we've planted of our efforts bearing fruit, and of us celebrating and being joyful and enjoying the fruits of our labor. So it's a very rich and positive holiday and period of time. I also wanted to mention, I want to also pick up and talk a little bit more about self-care today. And as you pointed out, including the internal, the way we take care of our soul, of the deepest part of ourselves, and honor who we are, and healing. But first, I also wanted to mention that I do this once a month creative problem solving group coaching, and it's a meetup in Dallas, and we meet on the third Tuesday of every month from 11:30 to 1. And so I encourage anyone who's interested in exploring aligning their conscious and unconscious mind and getting faster, better results with their manifestations and what it is that they want in life, either personally, professionally, with their health, emotional life, spiritual life, whatever it is that they're working on. This process helps you release the hidden blockages that are deep in the subconscious and to determine the best way to proceed for you, because there are always lots of options about how to create what you want in the world, but what's the best way for you to do it? And this process helps you determine that, aligns you, and helps you move forward to release the negativity of the past and to move forward into a positive energy field. And the people who have been coming, two of them have new jobs. A third one wasn't even looking for a job, but her self-esteem and self-confidence and energy level has increased so from just coming three times over 3 months that she's applying for a job and finishing a room that she had been wanting to put to build, to renovate, doing it herself, but it had, she had stalled on the project and was just looking at boxes and chaos. And she's almost completed that project now. Other people are moving forward in their personal lives. So those, that's just some of the feedback that I've gotten, and I haven't really talked to all the people. So I encourage people to really think about what you want in your life, and if you want to get there in an easier, more productive fashion. The price is only $25 for the hour and a half, which is quite inexpensive, anybody who knows about coaching. So I offer that really as a service, because I know not everybody can afford individual coaching. And this process was given to me in a dream. It is a very spiritual process and a very powerful process. So I'm wanting people to, I'm wanting to make it available to people so that those who want to participate and want to benefit will be able to do so. So if you go to meetup.com, or if you send me an email at paula@paulajoyce.com or to Illumnia, or leave a phone message at Illumnia, we'll be sure to get back to you and answer whatever questions you have.
Yeah, and you can call the station, which is 214-377-0328. If you have Skype, you can find us through just punching in Illumnia and Skyping us there. The email for the station is illumnia@live.com. That's illumnia@live.com for any information regarding that. And, you know, what I like about your process is that the main thing that I understand it to be is that we have these issues. We've talked about on this show, and it's really interesting on other shows that are on Illumnia, about how we have these things that come up in our life that we solve, and we consciously are like, oh, okay, I'm going to consciously go and give forgiveness. I'm going to consciously do this. I'm going to consciously learn how to organize, you know, my apartment. You know, I'm going to consciously do this. And we're like, okay, you know, we clap our hands together and we're like, okay, that one down, moving on. And then we come to find out this thing comes back in our lives, or there's another flavor of it, and there's still more unconscious stuff to do that we're not aware of because it's unconscious, it's subconscious. And what your process does is that it allows us to peel through those layers and bring these things up, bring them up into our conscious reality in a way that we can deal with them in a safe environment, in a creative way, and then allows us to address it. It's fascinating to me how that works.
Well, yes, it really is fascinating, and to me too, and how powerful it is every time. I mean, I'm always amazed at what comes up. And I think part of it is not only getting into the unconscious, but I think it's also because I believe that our souls are directing the process. And so they're giving the person the information that they need at that moment so that they can let it go and move forward. Whereas sometimes we get stuff that maybe somebody chooses to tell us or whatever, but it's not the right timing for us. And so it's interesting information, but it's not, you know, maybe in 3 years we'll be able to use that information. Mm-hmm. And I've had that with psychics and with channels whose work I value, but yeah, it's not necessarily time specific that in this moment it's going to be of value to me.
Yeah.
Whereas what comes through in this process is really what you need right this second, today, in this moment, what you're ready to let go of and what you're ready to know on a conscious level so that you can put pieces together, align your conscious and unconscious, let go of the past, and move forward.
Well, and, you know, I'll tell you a difference that I find. I count many wonderful psychics as my friend, and I know people that are just psychic. And what tends to happen is that I think more with that for me, it's a confirmation of other information that I have, or they're saying, this is what it looks like to me, this is a path, and it's more informational, but it's coming from someone else, and they're saying that about me, and I go, oh. And that's useful and valuable in that way. What's really cool about what you do, Dr. Paula, is that these revelations come out of my head, and I didn't know they were there. This information is coming out of me. It's pulling it out of me, and in a way that I can see it right there in front of me on paper, and I just go, wow, I didn't know that little box was sitting there and the little key was in it, and I just had to turn it, and boop, it popped open, and this information came out. Look at that. Who knew? And that release of energy allows for more energy of a more creative, of a more loving nature to come in. It's really amazing.
Well, yes, and to emphasize what you said, that's absolutely correct. And I think it's also very empowering mm-hmm. when it comes from you rather than from me or someone else, because it's you telling you, which makes it harder to discount or to misunderstand or to, think it just, you know, doesn't fit, because mm-hmm. it's really what you're telling yourself, what the deepest part of yourself, the part connected to God, is telling you, and it's what you need to know. So if you know it's wonderful to be able to hear ourselves, and that's really what this process does. And in fact, one client who I had wrote a testimonial, and she said, with this process, you arrive at your own answers, which are the only ones that really matter. And I thought that was really powerful because it's true. It's when we hear it from ourselves that it has the authenticity and the power that we need in order to move forward.
Yeah. So I highly recommend it. And then just to be in a meetup group in a group of people and sharing those experiences and talking about that, how powerful is that? Oh my goodness, that's awesome.
Well, it is, because there's something about group energy, as we all know, that is really helpful in bringing information forward and also in healing. And so the group energy, it's like everybody moves together in a positive way, or has the opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
And people dealing with everything from backgrounds of incest and abuse to wanting to build their business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is the whole gamut of, because it's of what's in the universe and in our lives, because it's based upon what you need and what you want right now. And
yeah.
So the whole process is really focused around the individual's needs.
Yeah. Yeah, and just to see other people with you going through that and, sharing with that, I mean, that's just, that's really, really powerful. So I'm glad you mentioned that. And again, just tell us again when that is and where we find the information for that.
It's the third Tuesday of every month at 11:30 at the Egg and I, which is at Arapahoe and Montfort or Knoll something. I forget the exact street, but it's at the corner there, just one block east of the tollway and at the corner on the northwest corner of Arapahoe and Montfort, on the south side of the street. It's called Montfort. And the next one, we just had one last Tuesday, so the next one will be October 19th, again, 11:30 to 1 at the Egg and I.
Yeah. Okay. That's wonderful.
Okay. Good. So the next thing that I'd like to do is kind of pick up on self-care, and it's sort of an interesting twist on self-care because it's self-care with the help of the universe, but mm-hmm. it kind of fits given we're talking about the universe helping us with the creative problem solving. And this was a piece that I wrote in 1999, and it was just a fantasy piece, but I just love it. It feels so warm and comforting every time I read it. So I thought I might do that for everyone listening today. And so just kind of sit back and pretend that this is you who's being worked on and enjoy the treatment. What they do to you in distant places. My anxiety was so great that night that I finally gave up trying to manage it, let alone eliminate it. So I just went to bed. I thought to sleep, and I guess in a way I was sleeping, but oh, it was so much more. There were all of these wonderful helpers around me. I don't know where they came from. I just know they were there with the most pure positive intent I have ever experienced. They began by bathing my feet in what must have been stardust because my feet literally twinkled when they were finished. Then they told me I was ready for my journey to the most distant place I had been to since my last birth. I certainly wondered what they meant by that, but I was not in a position to question or to argue. I was literally along for the ride, so with extreme curiosity, I watched myself being lifted onto this fabulous white carpet made of plush material, soft enough to be a cloud, and off we went, passing planets, stars, moons, suns, whole universes, and in what felt like a flash, they announced our arrival at fixed star 56. Well, what could that mean, I remember wondering, but before I could ask, they were in action again, moving me ever so gently and speedily to the castle. It was there that the real work began, except it wasn't hard. In fact, it was sublimely easy. How could it be? It was like a day at the spa. We began with a massage, then a facial, but these were not ordinary body treatments. Parts were taken out, refurbished, replaced, polished, and put back, sometimes in their original place or where it was that they were really needed to be. My face was moved around, bone shifted, lines downsized, dark areas lightened, all with such ease that I only felt the barest touch on my skin. Next, they played with my hair, getting the perfect shape, length, color. Was this really me? The treatment was topped off with a pedicure and manicure that lengthened and strengthened my nails and healed my cuticles. This all gave new meaning to the idea of a makeover. When we parted, they promised that on my next trip, they would redo my wardrobe, finding the perfect look for the new me. And so it is that I calmly await my next trip to the most distant of places.
Wow. Very cool. Was that real or a dream or what was that?
You know, when I do these writings, I go into another place. This is unedited. These just come out this way. Open my mind and hand and to what's meant to come through me, and I don't censor it. I just keep writing. It's called flow writing. Mm. And you just keep going and don't edit, don't question, don't cross out, you know, don't say, oh, that sounds ridiculous. You just allow the words to come. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I reread these, because this is, you know, a little over 10 years now, and I put them away for a long time, didn't look at them, and, you know, now I just think, oh my gosh, you know, where did these come from? Certainly not me. I really think, just like with my paintings, that I do the same process. I just pick a brush and allow the flow to happen. I often don't even know which color I'm picking to put on a painting or a garment. And I just allow it to happen. And then animals show up, angels show up. Sometimes I don't even see what it was until, you know, years later. I'm looking at one painting right now that I called Alchemy when I painted it in 2000. And it was about 3 years ago. It had been hanging for, you know, 7 years or whatever. And I looked over at it, and suddenly I saw very clearly in the center of the painting, absolute center, an old granny-looking woman with granny glasses and blue-gray hair bent over, and her whole back is on fire with this yellow and red fire, which turns into a phoenix. Wow. And it's like, I had no idea it really was alchemy. You know? And it was, and in the corner, right opposite the fire, is a toddler just sitting there. And below the toddler is a wishbone. And there are a couple other figures in here of animals, a cow's head, a frog, Donald Duck. You know, and you have to know that I didn't put those in there, any of it. All I did was put color on the canvas.
That's awesome. So in light of what all we're talking about, I know you wanted to read that, which was great. How does that relate to what we're talking about, and how is that meaningful for you? Because it's just fascinating what you read, but how does that tie into what we're talking about today?
Well, I think it talks to self-care and to the connection with our soul and the spiritual realm. Yeah. We really do travel at night to distant places, which I didn't know consciously when I wrote this. But since then, doing the work that I do with Dwan and that I've done with some other people before Dwan, I've really become aware of the power of the universe, the power of, well, to an extent. I mean, clearly, I don't know the whole power. I still am human. But, you know, I have a much greater understanding and respect for and connection to the what happens to us and how deeply connected we are. And in the dream state, we are even more connected, because our souls can leave our body. And according to Jewish mysticism, there's a silver thread that always connects our soul to our body so that it can find its way back. And every morning we say a prayer thanking God for returning our soul to us.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's even in the liturgy and in the daily prayer that this idea that the soul leaves the body and goes to where it needs to for information, for healing, for growth. We're all on different paths, maybe for a correction path, maybe, you know, a talking to, like, you know, you've lost your way. What are you doing? Let's get back on track.
Yeah.
You know, depending upon where we are in our journey and how connected we are to our true self, we're going to have different experiences in that realm. But each of us is getting what we need, and then we wake up, and of course, we don't know what's happened. I'm beginning to remember some things. I'm not remembering total, you know, a total experience, but I'll get glimpses. If I'm meditating, I'll get a glimpse of a of another universe. Or sometimes when I'm sleeping, I will hear sounds, or I'll hear my name called, or I'll be introduced to an archangel or to an enlightened soul, or you know, different things like that I wouldn't be able to make up. I mean, sometimes there are things that, you know, like there was an archangel, Alana, who introduced herself to me, and I asked Juan, "Who's Alana?" And because I had no idea, right. But I knew he'd know. And he said she's the female equivalent of Archangel Gabriel.
Oh.
And I already knew that Archangel Gabriel was one of my protectors and guides, but I didn't know that I had never heard there was a female counterpart.
Yeah.
And so things that I know, I'm not consciously aware of, so it's not like my conscious mind could have put it into my dream.
Mm. Wow, fascinating.
It really is. It's exciting, the wonderment of the beauty and the layers and the power of our experience on multiple levels.
Yeah, because, you know, I've always heard it say that in terms of these spiritual beliefs and talking about our higher selves, that we get together and some of these things are planned out, and my higher self talks to your higher self and says, "Hey, you know, we're going to be interviewing each other tomorrow, right? Yeah, we're going to be talking. What are we going to talk about? Okay, we figure that out. We high-five each other, and then we go back to whatever it is we're doing out there in the other dimensions. And then, you know, here on Earth, you know, we wake up and this thing starts happening, and we start doing what we're doing and everything. And so, in a way, how I relate to that is sometimes when I get down and things are going on and I need to use your creative process to help me discover what's happening, or I need to, you know, be in a state of gratitude for what's going through, I have to remind myself, you know, I can choose to respond to things as this is good or this is bad, this is wonderful or this is horrible. And I definitely have feelings about things, and sometimes things feel good and sometimes things feel bad. But when I sit down and I consider that, you know, if I've chosen to do this and I take responsibility for my choices and actions and what I draw into my life, I'm doing this for myself in order so that I can learn, because this is my path. And it's an opportunity for me to learn something, you know. I just have to get my head in that place to where I can see what it is that this is going to benefit me, you know. And I'm certainly not saying abuse or anything is great, and go ahead and find people to do that to you or anything like that, or find people that you can judge so you can later forgive. That's not my point. It's just that I try to consciously say, okay, here's my life, you know, what's in my control, what's not, and what's in control is my action. And it helps me deal with these things knowing that, okay, this is part of my path. This is what I'm here to learn, and it's okay.
Exactly. We don't want to consciously choose a negative path or a negative experience, but if something shows up, we have a choice as to how we view it and how we respond. And we can stay stuck in, ain't it awful, and why me, and poor me, and, you know, blame and resentment and grudges and revenge and going down that whole negative path. Or we can say, okay, this is a friendly universe. This is here for me to learn, to grow, to help me so that I can move into better and better experiences in life, and to have fewer and fewer of these kinds of experiences. And so the faster that we can move out of that negative downward spiral, and move into the light and the positivity and into gratitude for God and our guides and angels showing us what we need to learn and what we need to do next to grow, the better our lives become.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you have several of, are you writing these into a book, or these are fascinating things. If you go back to Illumina.com and listen to the archives of these shows from time to time, Dr. Paula reads some things that are fascinating during the broadcast. They cover a wide range of things. And I like the way you write. I like the stream of consciousness and stuff like that. But are these compiled anywhere, or are you making that into something, or do you have plans for that maybe someday?
First of all, thank you. And I am writing some of these into a book that I'm writing now called Tango, the Dance of Life.
Wow.
I'm placing them in sections and at points where I think they will add value to the book. I have thought about having a compilation of these stories and poems. There are some poems also, and there are some essays, some short stories. There's kind of a range, but they're all very short. And I see them as being meaningful to people to help them identify with and hear things, because sometimes through story or poetry we can feel something and acknowledge something that might be in our own lives in a way that is much harder when someone just talks to us about something. There's more power and more catharsis and more ability to identify with the power of story or poetry, because it evokes emotion. And emotion is a wonderful teacher and healer. So yes, I do see this fitting into other books, these stories and poetry fitting into other books that I want to write, maybe some CDs or DVDs, and maybe eventually just a compilation of them. There was a poet, and I just went blank on her name, but she was Anne Waldman, I think, if I remember correctly. Anyway, she was a contemporary of Allen Ginsberg, and I took a workshop from her at one point, a poetry writing workshop, and it was actually the first time that I wrote poetry, but I read some of the other work that I had done to her, and she said, "Are you collecting these? Are you saving these? Are these written down?"
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, yes, and I've kept, and she said, "Oh, good." And I thought, well, that was a really positive reinforcement that there was something of value in what I was writing and the way I was writing, that it caught her attention and she was so positive. So I have had that thought for a while, and we'll see how and when it manifests. But also this book, The Dance, Tango, The Dance of Life, I have been thinking of writing for about 9 years. And so it's manifesting now. So maybe this is the time for my voice to emerge, and maybe all of the forces are coming together at the right time for this to happen.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's really interesting, and I mean, we've kind of mentioned this before, but how you've written these things down, and as we do these shows, some of these things come to light, and you go back, and it's like, oh, and you're reading me something that, you know, you didn't really just write down yesterday. This has some time on it. And we talked one time about how when you wrote it, it was under these circumstances, but it was perfect for the show today because it has this meaning for you now. So I think that's also a great thing in terms of self-care. If you're able to keep a diary, write things down, you know, Jimmy Carter just released this book called The White House Diaries. And every day in his administration, he spoke into a little dictaphone and he made comments through the day. And he has now put them out as a book. Of course, he's 85, you know, I mean, what enemies is he going to make that he hasn't already made at his age? But it's brutally honest. And as he goes and he talks about some of these things and what happened to him, it really is very enlightening for him as well as people who lived during that time in his administration to go back and say, it meant this in those days and now it means this. And I know people that have had journals and written stuff down their whole lives. I do it, but I do it through video and I do it through recordings like this. And I go back and sit and watch some stuff that I've recorded or my voice. And I hear how my voice has changed over the years. And it tells me a lot about where I was that day versus where I am now and how it sounds. And so it's fascinating that we have that ability to record things and then look at them later and find the meanings for them, you know, in this reality, in the consciousness that we have now. I think it's a great opportunity.
Yes, I agree with you. And I think, you know, I have kind of mixed feelings about journaling, actually. Mm-hmm. I think not to, you know, be negative about what he did or what you're doing,
right,
or what I did. But I think sometimes journaling can be a detriment. It depends on how you do it and what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for instance, I looked over years of journals that I wrote because I had done the artist way, and for years I wrote those morning pages. And, you know, I looked at what I wrote at the beginning and I looked at what I wrote at the end, and it was like nothing changed. It was like, you know, I was saying the same stuff. And
yeah.
And I thought, you know, where was the awareness and the power to change what was happening in my life? Now, maybe all those years of saying the same thing over and over again did empower me, and maybe I shouldn't be negative about it. But I really just got the feeling that it was that it was sort of empty, that it was a way almost to keep my life from changing because I could throw it out on the page, release some of the anxiety, some of the negativity, some of the yuck of it, which allowed me to then, you know, face it for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Well, and I'll take you back to your process, this creative process. It's writing, and it's creative, or it's drawing, or whatever, you know, and but it's within a space, and it's within a time, and it's with someone actually guiding you and working with you, to where as this comes out of you, it comes out in a meaningful way, and you're able to look at it through kind of like a co-creation, co-interpretation process that allows you to kind of give meaning to it within where it came from, the question that was asked, how that happened, how the writing comes out, without giving, you know, the process away or anything. It's just that's a big difference to me in terms of just chunking stuff out and getting out of it, out of your system, versus doing it in a process where you're guided, you're kind of mentored, you can look at it within a certain light of consciousness that really makes you go, oh. And I'm glad I got that out of my head, but in a constructive way.
Yes, I agree with you, because it's you know, the whole idea of the creative problem solving is what's blocking me, And what do I need to do to move forward? So we don't stay stuck in the block. It's like, okay, that's the block. You got it. And you've now aligned your conscious and your unconscious mind and understand it now at deep levels. Now, what do I do to change it? What do I do to move forward? And that's, you know, I think that's what we're being asked in life. And that contrasted to these stories that I wrote, which were in a writing group. And what we would do is we met, I think every other week, maybe. And it may be every week, but it was a given period of time, and there were four or five of us, and we were all people who were interested in writing, some of whom had been writing for years, some of whom wanted to write but never had. But and each person we would take turns having a writing prompt that we wrote while we were home, and then when we were together, we would also do a timed writing. Mm. And so it was, each session, there were two writings, one that we'd read and one that we would, that we had written at home, and then one that we would read that we wrote while we were sitting together. And so it was a powerful time for really developing writing skills and voice and self-expression.
Yeah.
And what I discovered really when I looked back at these stories was that I had been writing my life change. I had, in metaphor and through story, written about leaving, changing, the door was out. One of them was a bird who flies out of a cage, and the door had always been open, but finally she flew out. There was even one where I was wearing a red dress and stiletto heels, and I was in a canoe by myself. And it was one of the earlier stories, and I never understood where that red dress and stilettos came from. I mean, at that point in my life, I was pretty much wearing flats and certainly not red dresses. And I realized when I was writing this tango book that she was a tango dancer. Huh. She was me moving toward tango. And in nowhere in my conscious mind was that.
Yeah.
And she was me, you know, leaving my husband. Over and over again, I wrote stories about leaving, changing, transforming, letting go of the past. I mean, it was amazing how many times I wrote the same theme in different ways. And I was somehow practicing and preparing to really leave.
Yeah.
Which I did. but it was only in retrospect that I realized that I was creating my life through these stories.
Mm, yeah. That's wonderful. Well, we're moving through this hour, and this has been some great information. We have a little ways to go and everything, but I'm wondering maybe we should tie this together in terms of where we are and what we talked about today, and just because your process is so powerful, and it releases a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. It allows for forgiveness. It allows for, you know, a letting go of energy we no longer need. It helps release creative blocks, and it's so, so powerful. So, you know, would you like to sum up about this hour and what it means and where we are and how that relates to self-care and what we need to do in our lives to achieve that?
Well, actually, when I first started using and teaching the creative problem-solving process, I did a day-long workshop. I did it as a day-long workshop called Unleash Your Creative Intelligence, because what I thought I was doing was helping people to discover and unblock their unique creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's getting people into their right brain. And that is still true. That's not inaccurate. That is still true. But I discovered in talking to people about what they were getting out of it that there was so much more that was happening because they were connecting to the deepest part of themselves and to the spiritual realm. Because technically, the right brain, which is what we're tapping into, is the unconscious, the creative, the spiritual, the intuitive part of our brain.
Yeah.
And that's the hidden information that we don't know how to get to from our conscious mind. And when we are living our daily lives in the Western world, we spend 99% of our waking hours, if not more, in our left brain. And that's the logical, conscious, physical realm. That's the get the job done and make sure there are Cheerios on the table, you know, and a roof over our head. So it's the having to accomplish, to do part of our brain, whereas the right side is the part that connects with the spiritual realm. And in order to create what we want in our lives, we have to align and connect the right brain and the left brain. Mm. So the creative problem-solving process does engage a creativity and does help people to unblock their creativity and become more creative in all aspects of their lives. And it also allows us to create in a concrete way what it is that we want to manifest in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
And I think it all connects because I think the creative impulse comes from the soul.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I think so too. And it's interesting that there's that connection there, and that's what helps us do this. And just the process is great. And it's just, that's what self-care is all about, you know, because, you know, we talked like in the last show about, I mean, Dr. Paula, the creams and lotions I have to apply every day to give myself the look that you see whenever you're up here at the studio. That's one whole thing. But imagine what I have to go through inwardly, you know, to clean up those things, you know. And it's like you put that stuff on the outside to make yourself look good and everything. And, you know, we do. We look great and everything. Nothing wrong there. But it's that inside, because some of those places I know inside of me are still sticky and gooey. And they're not very clean. And rather than resist it, I just want to let it out and let it flow. I just want to do it in a creative way and in a positive way and in a constructive way now. And that's what you helped me do.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad. And it's really a blessing to be able to have been given this process, mm-hmm, by the spiritual realm and to be able to use it to help people. You know, because I know for years how I struggled to make the changes that I wanted and the help that I was seeking, which was traditional help, psychology, different forms of it, different schools of thought. And, you know, it barely helped me survive. It certainly didn't help me heal and make the critical changes that I needed to and wanted to make. And so and that was years of working just to stay afloat, you know, not even to be able to transform into what I wanted, to let go of the false self and to become who I really am meant to be. And this process helps me and helps other people to do that, And so to be able to, you know, to short circuit, or not short circuit, I guess isn't the, but to shorten the time that people have to spend, because most people aren't going to spend 20 years. I mean, that's a lot to ask of someone. And I just, you know, was determined. And so I was willing to do it. And maybe the determination, maybe this was a reward for my determination. I don't know. But to be able to help other people do it with more ease and speed is really a beautiful thing. Mm. Because, as I say, most people aren't willing to spend years and years making the changes that they want to in themselves and in their lives. And as you point out, working under the surface is, well, every bit, if not more important than working on the surface, but we do spend a huge amount. And I like looking nice.
Sure.
So it is, you know, I'm not knocking that, but I also know that the hard work that I've done in the spiritual realm has, and the years of effort and energy that I put into that healing has euthanized me. let me say that word in a better way. Has helped me become younger. That's not an E-U, that's a Y-O-U-T-H. I am still breathing.
Yay! Good to know.
But it's helped me become younger. My wrinkles are, just as in the story I read, my circles aren't as dark under my eyes. My wrinkles are not as deep. The grooves, there are fewer wrinkles, and the ones that are there are not as deep as they were when I started my spiritual work. We can heal at the cellular level through our spiritual energy. As we replace the negative energy in our bodies, the dark thoughts, the dark experiences, as we release all of the fears and the blame and shame and guilt and worry and stress, as we let it go, then we make room to bring in the positive energy, God's light. And as we let go, I've learned to consciously ask for God's light to come into me, because I don't want anything else to think that it belongs in my system.
Mm-hmm.
And there are opportunist negative energies that, you know, may see a void and say, oh, good, here I come.
Here we go.
Yeah, here's a slide. Yunk, here we go.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very careful these days to, as I let go, to ask for the positive to fill me so that I more and more am light and enlightened and have more lightness of being.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just about to ask you to sum up everything and give us some words of encouragement for this coming week, and you just did.
Well, good. Good.
I think that's awesome.
I will add just one more comment that I was thinking as you were talking,
mm-hmm.
that I think is important. When you were talking about when a negative situation arises and how we have choices, and the better choice, the wiser choice is to move into a positive perspective.
Mm.
One thing that I do when I get to a, sometimes I'll get that thought, oh, this is too much for you, you can't handle this, or, you know, this is too dark, or this is too hard, too challenging. Then I will remind myself of other dark hours that I thought I couldn't deal with, or I thought were, I didn't have the strength or the courage or the energy to get through, or I think this will never have a positive outcome or never lead in a positive direction. I go back to those times when I thought those same negative thoughts and it did lead to something good, because it always does. It depends on whether you allow yourself enough perspective to see, oh, look, well, maybe that was a miserable experience, but look how much I learned. Look who I met. Look what I've got now because of that. And I am me today because of that. And I like me. And you can see the path and the blessings in all kinds of ways. So I think it's good sometimes to remind ourselves of what we've gone through and how much strength and courage and wisdom we've garnered, because the more we do it, then the more we have to pull from, to draw on, and the faster we can come out of a negative situation and move forward.
Awesome. Well, I think that's great. That ties it all together very nicely. And tell us again before we leave, for those listening, what's the best way to get hold of you and possibly discover this creative process for themselves?
It's Paula at PaulaJoyce.com. Or you can go to, for the creative process, if you want the group coaching, that's meetup.com. And then type in creative problem solving. But you can get to me if you want individual coaching, or you want information about the group coaching. It's Paula at PaulaJoyce.com. Or again, you can always contact Kevin at the Illumia station.
Yeah. Yeah, that's www.illumia.com. You can actually go there, and there's a contact form. You can fill out and email us, or just email us real easily at illumia@live.com. Well, thank you very much for a great show. We enjoy being with you every week, and we're here every Friday at noon on the Illumia Radio Network. Thank you so much for this. It just really works today with all the energies and the full moons and this equinox. Good time. It was great. Thank you so much, Dr. Paula.
Great. You're welcome. And Kevin and the rest of you have a wonderful week. Thank you.